Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, 2017.
Right now, in your relationship with the Lord, what's that next step, that thing that you really know in your heart He's asking of you, in terms of that thing that will deepen your life as His disciple, that thing that will take your conversion to Him another step deeper? Like if you and I were having coffee and I said to you, so what's going on in your spiritual life? What's God asking of you right now? You would say, I think that's not it's not a hard question. I think most of us have an idea that the Lord is wanting us to move in a direction, to step out in some way, to leave behind some sin, to respond again to living out our faith in a greater way. Whatever that thing might be that you just thought about, I am certain that for every one of us around that thing that the Lord is asking of us, we find a lot of fear around it. When there's something that we know that the Lord's asking of us, it tends to be surrounded, the thought of taking this step out, of doing that thing that the Lord is asking of us, it often is surrounded with a lot of fear. And part of the fear is just from within ourselves. There's something that perhaps is unknown. We're comfortable where we are, and that, just at the human level, can make it a little bit fearful to step out. But that fear can also come in a far greater way in the spiritual realm, because fear is one of the most often used weapons of the enemy. Satan very often will make use of fear to paralyze us, so that even though we hear what the Lord is calling us to do, and we know in our heart, Lord, you want me to move in this direction, to step in this way, to leave behind that sin, but the fear can absolutely, utterly paralyze us. I remember that was huge for me as my initial conversion was unfolding, that there were a certain number of fears that I thought, there's no way that I can take this step, because... And I could have given you a whole list of all of the fears that were operating within me. And those types of fears tend to surround every one of those moments when the Lord wants us to step out in faith. In the gospel tonight, the disciples experience that fear. The Lord is telling them, what I've been teaching you, what I've been giving you, it's not meant for you privately, but what you hear me speak to you in whispers, just the 12 of you, I want you to proclaim it from the housetops. And their reaction is, well, Lord, but not everyone might like that. And like, we could actually get killed for that. And the Lord's response is, fear no one. Don't be afraid. And that is His response to any one of the fears that you and I could put forward to Him in getting ready for the masses this Sunday and kind of praying through this. I thought of a number of the really common fears that can paralyze us. The Lord is wanting us to step out. We may very well really desire to do it, but there are certain things that can hold us back. For example, very often there is the fear of missing out. This one can really hit our youth, our young adults a lot. Lord, if I really give a yes to you with my life, I'm afraid of all the other stuff that I might be missing out on. There can be a fear that, well, if you call me to this life, but the fear that I just can't do it, mistakenly thinking that somehow it's going to be all up to me. So there's a fear of failure. What if I fall? What if I can't do it? There can be the fear, as the disciples have in the gospel tonight, of persecution. But Lord, what if people don't like me because I am your follower and is visible in my life? What happens if I lose the acceptance of people, even maybe within my own family? That can be a powerful, powerful fear. Another big fear is the fear of simply losing the comfortable life that we've made for ourselves. We live in tremendous affluence, and we get comfortable, and we don't want to leave that behind. So the Lord's calling us to step out in some direction in our spiritual life, in our discipleship, and we say, well, Lord, yeah, but if I do that, like, I've got this really nice, comfortable life, and I don't want to leave it behind. I'm afraid of having to let some of that go. Another fear can be, in a little bit of a variation on that, is that, well, Lord, if I say yes to you, like, you're probably going to tell me I have to give up everything, and then, like, financially, what am I going to do? Like, will I even be able to provide for my family? There can be fear around that. Another huge one is the fear of losing control or giving up control. A lot of you have felt for years the Lord calling you, tugging on your heart to a greater yes to Him, but you have simply not wanted to give up control of your life because you're afraid. You're afraid to surrender control to somebody other than you. That can be a huge one. Another fear is, well, if I step out and say yes to the Lord in a deeper way and do what He's asking of me, there's the fear that, well, maybe the Lord won't provide for all of my needs. The fear that He's not trustworthy. There's the fear also around the area of acceptance of, well, I'm afraid of not being accepted or not being popular with others. It's the fear of standing out because of Jesus. And then there's another huge fear, which is the fear of the cross, which is the fear of, well, the pain of what it's going to cost me, most often kind of just imagined in our head, what it will cost me if I say yes to the Lord. And there can be a great fear of the cross. These are just a handful of fears. You could add a lot to these, I'm certain. But the point tonight is, the Lord does not want any one of us to be paralyzed in our spiritual life, in our relationship with Him. But there are so many paralyzed Christians who live shaped more by fear than they do the loving goodness of the Father. Did you notice in the gospel, that's the balance to the fear. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Why? Why should I not be afraid? Because your Father cares even about the tiniest bird and knows exactly the moment that it falls to the ground. And He cares for you far more than that. He knows every single hair on your head. They're all counted. The reason that you shouldn't be afraid is because your Father loves you. But far too many of us are paralyzed by fear rather than living by faith in the Father's goodness. The Lord wants to move us out of fear into that place of freedom and faith in Him. And this has to get really specific. None of this is ever just abstract. I mean, there might be here tonight, like some of our young adult couples, and in your dating relationship, you feel the Lord calling you to date according to God's way. But maybe right now your relationship is not in a place of purity. You feel the Lord calling you to that. You want to do that, but you're afraid. You might be afraid, I can't do it. How could you do that? What will my boyfriend or girlfriend think? Maybe for some of our parents, you want Sunday Mass to become more than just a, if we can make it, we'll make it. If not, we won't go. You want Sunday Mass to be that steady, firm, weekly anchor, but you're afraid of what your kid's reaction will be. Like, you're tired of fighting your kids on it. And you're afraid of the energy that it'll take to bring them here and get them here to Mass. And then there might be some of our married couples, you've felt the Lord tugging on your heart as you've heard, maybe, for example, that the beauty of the church's teaching on family life and family planning. And maybe there's a longing to break free from the hormones. You want to kind of go organic, not just at the level of the body, but spiritually. But there might be tremendous fear. If we step out that way, is the Lord really going to take care of us? Fear paralyzes. And the Lord wants to set us free from that. In getting ready for the Mass tonight, during the week as I was praying through the readings, I felt like the Lord was saying, Eric, I don't want you to just talk to them about the fear, but I want you to actually give me room to set them free from it. You know, we believe that God's Word is alive and powerful, and that it always wants to accomplish the very thing that it proclaims. Do you believe that? I mean, do you really believe that? Because here at Mass, the power of God's Word in a sacramental way is unleashed in an even greater way. And the Church teaches this, that there's a special sacramental power to God's Word that in the very act of having it proclaimed at Mass and us hearing it, it wants to do in us what it says that it's going to do. And you and I need to be ready to do that. So as I was getting ready for these Sunday Masses, I felt like the Lord was saying, just give me a chance to do that and give my people a chance to do that. So I want to do that with you right now. I want to end the homily by taking a couple of minutes to pray through some of these fears as we ask the Lord to set us free from them, to deliver us from the fear. And I want to do it using a style of prayer that we use with our Unbound ministry. You've heard me talk about Unbound often. And part of the Unbound ministry involves a type of prayer that sounds a little bit like a litany, where we invoke the name of the Lord Jesus, and then united with him, we renounce, and that's baptismal language there, we renounce whatever it is that we know is keeping us from that full freedom, that whatever is holding us bound. And I want to do that with you. And the way that the prayer will sound is, I will say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that, or the fear of. And I just want to go through some of the stuff on this list, but I want you to pray it with me. And so I'm gonna give it to you in a little chunk, and then I'm invite you to respond. And like if you're at the 9 and the 11 o'clock masses, people were ready to do it. I said, you know, if you can just softly speak it out loud, great. I mean, make it your own. But if you can only mouth it, if that's what you're comfortable with, do it. But the thing is make this your own, especially when we hit some of these fears that you know are holding you back from whatever that thing is right now in your life that the Lord is asking of you. And I want that thing that he's asking of you right now to be before you. Like with that in mind, knowing, Lord, that you're calling me to that, whatever it is, I want to be set free from the fear. And again, so I'll say, in the name of Jesus, and then you're going to pray with me, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of or that, whatever it might be. Now, I'm stepping out in faith here because I really believe that the Lord this weekend, he wanted and now wants to set us free. And I think that if we're open to this, he really is going to act and move because he's declared it tonight. Fear no one. Fear no thing. He wants that for us. And so let us, in faith, enter into that word. Let the power of God's word be at work in us now as we bring our fears before him and pray for freedom from that, to be unbound from those fears. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I renounce the fear that God will not provide for my needs. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of having to change. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of letting go of my comfort. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that it will be too hard. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of the cross. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that I will miss out on something better. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that it all depends on me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of persecution. Now, there are probably many fears that you have that I didn't mention. So let's go ahead and we're going to just pray one in a kind of a more generic way, and I'm going to allow you just in the silence just to speak that specific fear, if it wasn't mentioned already, to give that over to the Lord, that He might give us the freedom that He desires for us. And so we ask and we declare, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear that Father, Your word has power. Help us to welcome the power of Your word tonight. We long to be set free from fear, that we might know the joy of living more fully, more completely for You. Father, hear Your children as we've cried out to You now, and as we continue through this Mass, set us free, deliver us from all fear of man, of the enemy, that we might joyfully follow after You wherever You call. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.